What's up, Lagos, baby? Get set.
Just live. What are we on this morning? Oh my
talk
god.
Talk for yourself. I had a cold bottle of nothing. They were listening. All right, 12 minutes.
That's so boring. Past.
Thank you. 12 minutes past the hour 10. Welcome to the show.
What's up, Lagos?
Yeah.
Chest alive.
Thank God. It's Friday.
We have come again. We have come again.
We have come again.
Amen. We have come again.
Emmanuel.
Hallelujah. Emmanuel. Okay.
You know when you leave your house, you really plan that you're going to be really decent and sane on the show, and then you come here
and get infected. Messes it up for you.
Get infected.
You know, when someone sees me, I'm going, Auntie, are you going to work? Yes, I am.
This is the work.
So come and sing gospel.
Sass work.
Sing gospel.
Sass work. Excuse me.
It's our work.
It's a gospel.
Don't
gospel artist.
Don't demean my job.
Okay, you want to do it yourself.
Welcome to the show, guys.
It's Stretch and Marianne.
I need to leave Stretch behind.
Yeah.
Yes.
I like being behind. All right, it's 13 minutes past 10. And we have a wonderful day today. It's Friday, TGIF. My name is Stretch, like she said. And she is Marianne Duke Okon. And you must have heard her. Fancy Nancy is in her.
What's up, Lagos?
Yeah.
Hey.
All right. So let's start this morning. We need to do what we normally do.
Of course, we start up the show with sound. I'm at a loss for words, but the Lord is helping me.
Amen.
You know.
Amen.
Yes. You get to eat.
Amen. Those people that just stay in the background.
Amen.
Shut up.
You don't have to go church.
You know, so when I got there, I got them for the bus. They left me.
Amen. With your hands lifted high.
Amen. Oh, something happened there. Amen. All right, we'll do sound off this morning. It's the part of the show where we get to talk about something more serious than this first part. We should call this first part something because it's actually something. Yes. Bunch of rubbish.
Seriously, nothing. That's what we're going to call it.
Yeah.
Seriously, nothing.
All right. So we'll do sound off. And after sound off, we'll get to the music. And after the music, we change the next hour. Friday, it promises to
Friday, we do soft talk. Soft talk.
Very, very soft.
Yes. You see, soft, there's soft. A story I want us to talk about. We will get there, you know. Anyway, who's this marriage for? Is it the woman or the man? We'll talk about it.
Yeah, I have the answer.
No, wait, calm down.
I'm not going to tell you the answer.
You always have the answer.
Because something happened that, you know... You get to eat.
Yes, if you don't get it, forget about it.
We get to eat.
Okay. Yes, let's go for sound off. Because I think that we're going to miss the mark right now.
Because time is going very, very, very fast.
It's very important.
Emmanuel, touch it.
Issues to the fore.
Mm-hmm. You can hear this Mondays to Fridays, 10 a.m. to 10:30 a.m.
on What's Up Lagos 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Keep it. Lagos. All right.
It's time for sound off.
Yes, it's 16 minutes past hour, and this is
sound off.
All right, we're in a country where when the floods came and the losses were announced, everybody was shocked that we could have done something about it, but nothing happened. Some felt heads will roll, but nothing also happened. Some felt a state of emergency would be called, but nothing in that line happened. What did we hear? We started having a top most affected area. One, two, this place is not as affected as the other. We roll ahead and people say, look, there could be a famine. There could be shortage in food because most of the areas affected are areas that you cultivate on. And federal government came out with something reassuring and said that we have silos. Remember the pyramid of rice in Abuja? Food will be an issue. Nothing in that line would happen. Don't be afraid. We got this under control. That's the normal reaction every single time. United States and some other European countries sounded the alarm that there could be issues with security. And they allayed their fears. That'll come off it. Why don't they talk about the gun shootings in America? Why don't they talk about those things? Nigeria is safe. We will beef up security. And we're seeing
watertight.
Signs. Watertight, yes. And we're seeing that things are getting expensive. I don't know how much the bag of rice you bought last year is today. Or maybe you bought some months ago and we're still in the month of November. I don't know how foodstuff, how things are in the part of Nigeria. Where are these silos? Where are the bags, 1 million bags of rice we saw in a pyramid? Some say some carpenter constructor stuff. We don't want to believe that because we know our government will not want to deceive us. Where is that pyramid? We need the rice now because rice, they say, is crossing the 50,000 naira mark 11 day in the month of November.
Silos. Is that a name of a person? Yes, pun intended. I don't understand. Those silos, are they the same ones that were pictured with no rice in it? Is it the same ones, Church?
No, I don't think
oh,
so.
Oh, that must have been propaganda.
Yeah, yeah.
Hmm.
Fake news.
Another lie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I think Stretch's question is in order. Where's the rice? Now that we need it, are you going to help us get the rice? Those silos, we need them to work now because you see, there was a whole lot of pomp and charade, or rather, ceremony around the whole rice pyramid. Where is it? We need the rice now because you told us that you stopped the importation of foreign rice. Oh, well and good. Can we have the rice that we produce? Because you see, it was just a few days ago I was saying that we always major on the minor. Mm. Instead of us to think of how we can preserve food and see how we can better our lot, we're there fighting about whose flood is bigger than whose. Yes. No, it's Jigawa. No, it's Bayelsa. No. We need rice. We don't want arguments. Give us rice. Yes, now you told us that there's enough rice to go around. Mm-hmm. Why are we buying it for almost 60,000? Food insecurity. This alarm had been sounded a long time ago. Did we heed it? Oh no, we're very good at allaying fears. After allaying the fears, what are we going to eat? We're waiting. Tell us where the rice is. Point us in the direction. Okay? Thank you. That's Sound Off.
All right, check your time. It's 21 minutes past all 10, and this is time for us to launch the Musing. Yeah, Musing is a soft part of the show where we get to talk about something you want to be part of. Yeah, something you will think, oh, yeah, that's
something
true.
Something you can relate to.
You will relate to it, definitely. And today we're talking about best friends.
Or your closest friend. You know, closest guys friend. Will say, guys are my best friends. Like, what are you talking about?
Yeah. Which guy talks like that? Yeah, you be hanging out with the wrong guy. Look at your face. Which guy says, I have a best friend.
Why are you, so
do?
Touchy?
Wow.
You're making your
and
face
extra
like,
sensitive. Why are you looking at my face, though?
So why do you just...
Dad, stop fighting.
Hey, God, who did this to us?
Problems. Anyway, we want to talk about your close friends, your best friends, or yeah, daddy.
They will call you daddy.
Daddy.
Well, yes, we're talking about friends. Do you have a close friend, male or female? Mm. Very, very close friend. How long has this relationship been?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Tell us, do you still have the same friends you had 20 or 10 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
Do you?
This question, that one was a sub for the girls.
Yeah. You sub. Know. Mm. She's no longer my friend. That's what girls is. She's not my. She's my. We should be besties.
We used to be friends. I used to know her.
I used to know her.
Yeah.
Okay. So think about this ruminate on it. When we come back after this very short break, we will be opening up the phone lines and letting you send your messages.
And be chit-chatting. Well, okay, we'll be right back.
In touch with us. All right, what's up, Lagos? It's 10 minutes to the hour 11, nearly 11 minutes to the hour 11. But let's read a couple of messages before we go on. Bestike, I only have circle of friends and acquaintances. Muhyiddin is your name. And someone that's right on a long list. And I'm saying, do you have best friends? You have very close friends. And we wish we could have let you into this. But you have the numbers where they can send SMS. What's up to?
SMS and WhatsApp.
What's up? WhatsApp.
Well, if you want to send us a WhatsApp message, send it to 08095975805. We're talking about friendship today, but then don't forget, on the other side of the clock, we're gonna break tables.
We have a carpenter on standby.
Okay.
Who really is this marriage thing for?
Man or woman?
Who is it for? Really gets the most. Okay, let me give you guys some.
Talk, news, and sports after this.
So like I was saying, who is it really for? Is it the woman that dances or the man that is spraying people money? We'll be on two sides of this and we'll break this table to bits and pieces. Maria, you're here, Abby. I know the side you're on.
I'm not here.
We will... Fancy Nancy, which side are you on?
For everybody and no one.
Okay, and I say to the entire world, if I perish, I perish.
This is your perish. Are you a perishable product?
Yes, I am. If you leave me without servicing me, I'll perish.
Since 1956.
So you need a personal servicer?
Yes, like an ATM machine.
It will. We'll be right back after this break. What's up, Lagos? 99.3 Nigeria Info. No vex. We're here. We're going to just keep talking till, you know, we can't talk no more. 2 minutes past the 11 o'clock hour. My name is Mary Ann O'Cone. He is Mary Ann O'Cone too. You remember yesterday you were Mary Ann?
That's your business.
Shock me.
We have two Mary Ann's in the studio.
It shocked me.
Yes. Mary Church has forgotten.
Mary Ann woken and Mary Ann wine. Mary Ann male and Mary Ann female.
Ew. You get to eat.
Baby girl.
Anyway, so we're just going to move away from the first musings and then go into our topic for discussion. It's Friday, so we always have this, kinds of conversations. So I asked the question earlier on, who's the marriage for? Is it for the man or the woman? And when we say marriage, is it the wedding itself, that celebration, is it for the man? Because you see, half the time we see men just keep a straight face. Sometimes they don't even dance. And people say they're thinking about how much money they owe. And the woman is busy dancing, you know. But that's on the one hand. Now, this is why we're asking that question. There are two scenarios here. First scenario, Fancy Nancy. Yeah. A guy actually complained that, look, there's this girl that I want to get married to and, you know, her family's not even rich. I'm helping her. And I said, okay, I'm upping the money for the wedding to 1 million naira.
Yeah.
And she's still insisting that, no, the money's too small. So, I carried my money and jackpot. I went to the abroad because I can't deal. Of course, he wanted a simple wedding.
So the wedding didn't hold.
And it didn't hold. So that's it. Number two.
Okay.
Two stories. This girl says, I just called off my wedding because of my fiancé's nonchalant attitude. So this guy hasn't dropped a penny. And the wedding is in 3 days. He keeps saying his money is in fixed deposit and that he will refund me. But I spoke to a counselor and he decided that we should call it off. So I don't know if I did the right thing. Two scenarios.
Mm-hmm.
If not you, what thing you could do?
Okay, and the side that it can only be me is the side of the lady
that
I want to marry.
I knew he was going to say that.
No, I can't be the other one now. I'm bringing together money and I'm saying let's use
it's
1 million.
It's what we can afford.
What I can afford, because
you
didn't bring any money.
You have to jump.
And she says, wait now. And she says, no now. Increase this money now. And your parents that give it to your mother and your father, they don't have money to marry their daughter
out.
And I'm bringing 1 million.
It's the truth, isn't it?
And you're telling me that I should increase it. I will pack my things and I will go.
There are those who are saying you want to marry with 1 million. Are you all right?
Exactly. Who does wedding with 1 million?
That is too small.
What's that? Yeah. Come on.
The wedding, are they doing it for the town? For the community?
So I run a poultry. For couple, I just feed them and they go home.
But the 1 million is not even for the venue, like the decoration.
Which venue? Who told you that?
Who told
you that
primary schools go to school on Saturdays?
Straight. Primary school, the field. Is it?
Yes.
No stress.
I use the field and put canopy. The marriage is just one ceremony. The wedding is one ceremony. Marriage is forever.
True. Stretch. True.
But Nancy, let's hear you.
Both of them should have had that conversation. Like, you know.
Why do you think that this has come to us? I'm sure that he kept asking and telling her, like,
from
girl,
the beginning, they should have said, listen, this wedding, this is what you bring. This is, there's a budget.
She doesn't have.
And that's what the guy said.
Her parents don't have. I'm sure her grandparents don't have too.
Let's come on.
They don't have. They are broke.
Okay, I need to receive it.
So, like, I bring 1 million. Let me go to the street palace. Still yet. You think it's not enough?
You know, someone said something some time ago on social media, and he said, broke people shouldn't get married.
Sorry?
Yeah, the person said broke people shouldn't
get
married.
We had that conversation that if you're a man and you don't have money, or you're a woman, you shouldn't get into a relationship.
Yeah, she's flat broke because she's bringing nothing. What is she bringing to the relationship? She's bringing nothing to the table. The guy has 1 million. That's not going to be enough. Both of them should rethink this thing and reschedule this wedding so they can both afford it.
Well, the guy has jackpot because, you see, I'm making up a scenario in my mind. He probably has said, look, let's save money. You know, I want to go abroad. Yes. I'm going to study or something.
So let's get married.
Let's just do this marriage small and then we'll move on. I mean, I could buy you a better ring later.
See, but Auntie wants choice. It's like someone telling me, please, fancy Nancy, I don't have any money. I've not eaten in 4 days. Please give me 2,700 naira.
Oh, you're even telling me what you want.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
I have food in my house and I want to give
it. I want to give it. Please, I want 2,000. Like those that come to very expensive eateries and they come inside, please, can I have a meal? You don't want to have a meal. There are other places you can have a meal. You're coming here.
But on the flip side, though, it's a good thing you got.
Okay, but then let's look at the other one, Stretch.
Mm-hmm.
The girl has been funding everything. This guy is seriously involved in the but he's nonchalant.
Foolish.
And he's telling her, my money's in fixed deposit. Go ahead.
Let me just cut in here. I don't think she should even go as far as a counselor.
Exactly.
You can't unfreeze an account for our future.
Mm.
If it's in fixed deposit, did they fix it with your life? That you can't unfix it.
Wait, it means for our future. Making deposits for the wedding.
So
you know, she's been making arrangements.
No,
and
not her.
Deposits.
It's not her. It's him. He's saying that she's been the one paying everything.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And this guy says, you know, it's in fixed deposit. So if you go and unfix it, they'll shoot you.
You know what you said before we came on?
Exactly.
That the moment you stop paying or picking up the bills, you're going to pick it up forever.
She will do it forever.
You're going to pick it up
she'll
forever.
She'll pay the rent. She'll buy the car. She'll fill the car. She'll do everything.
Anyway, let's go to the phone line. 0700-993-993-993. Join the conversation. 0700-993-993-993. Or you can join the conversation if you're a lady. 0801, I beg your pardon, 465-7190. That's 01465-7190.
Okay, let me call the lady's number with a guy's voice, all right? If you're a lady and you want to call on this show, 01465-7190. I want to hear you talk to me.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think Marianne just stopped reading.
What? Excuse you?
He took your bread away.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up?
Cheers to life. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. This is John from Ifajan.
All right, John, go ahead.
Is it a crime or is it a sin for a lady to fend for the family?
Why did you run away?
No, it's not him. Maybe the network.
You have come. Defender of the universe.
Network is network.
Voltron.
Network is network. Let's pick a lady now.
Hello, good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
Just alive.
Yes.
Good morning.
What's your name, sir? Hey, this is network.
What is happening?
Oh, yeah, let's check the ladies' line.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello, what's up, Lagos?
Yay! Hi, Yo.
Hey,
Queen of Sheba is greeting you.
Yeah, you know, let's start with the Queen of Sheba.
Yes.
What did she do when she went to meet King Solomon?
Oh, she came with gifts.
She went there with two loads.
Yes.
With Amma because of God has liver and camel and other things that he went, he was uncomfortable.
Yes, his liver was much. Yes.
So that means you must not be empty as a man. The modern analogy as regards to Jesus Christ in the book of 1 Timothy chapter 5.
Okay.
He said a man that cannot feed his immediate family is worse than the devil.
No, but this is wedding, no. It's not yet the family. It's not yet the family. It's wedding, no. That's why people kill us, man. That we should feed his family. She's
Hello,
not yet
morning.
My family.
What's up, Lagos?
Yes.
What's up to Lagos?
What's up?
Cheers to life. Good morning.
Good morning.
What's your name, sir?
This is Chris.
All right, Chris, welcome.
Quick one, Miriam.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Happy birthday to Yvonne.
Yeah, Yvonne Okaifo. It's her birthday today.
Thank you. That's true.
Happy birthday. I wish her all the good things of life.
I will tell her. I will tell her.
She will live long.
I will also tell her. Amen.
Miriam and Stretch, and every caller and listeners, we all will live long and see
our Amen.
Now, come to the matter.
Mm-hmm.
I'm speaking for myself. Oh.
Mm-hmm.
All fingers are not equal.
Mm-hmm.
All the story I hear, the woman must bring something to the table. No, why are you a man? Why are you head of the family?
Yeah.
I will foot the bill. Then after the marriage or whatever, then when we get, you want to contribute to the family, good. But not the wedding, I say my wife should contribute.
It's a celebration of love, though. It's a celebration of both your love.
Look,
if I have the money, Chris, and you want to get married to me, why shouldn't I add up?
Exactly.
I mean, what's wrong with that?
What's wrong with a woman bringing money?
After the marriage, whatever support you want, I'd say for me, Nancy.
Yes, please.
Nancy,
yes,
even
please.
If you have all the, don't put shishi. After our wedding, you have to go.
Okay. All right, Chris.
All right, Chris. Thank God you are speaking for yourself. For me, I will collect if you want to give a
stretch.
Am I not the one funding your lifestyle?
Yeah. She's here funding my lifestyle.
You know, like each the wedding dress, I think the lady should be able to buy the dress.
No, I'm saying there's even no hard and fast rule. I mean, Marianne said, if I have to give up, I'll say, no, leave it. I know you're living in VGC with your new company, but you're going to move to my place. No, Coco. Let's go now. Because I'm the man.
Let's go.
I am the man.
My dear, you removed the
wife. Go to Coco.
You
are coming with me.
I not go.
You are my wife.
Yes, I am your wife.
I tell you where to live.
No. I tell you where we can live.
Before
the fight is not going to end.
Mommy and daddy, stop it.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life.
Mama Naija, welcome.
Yes. See, I want to verify something. The Nigerian Infosys.
Okay. I really don't understand what's going on there.
I don't
there.
Get it.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yes.
Okay, compensate. Yes.
Yes. Oh! Onogo, akata ebjeje.
Oh, gire gana.
Marian,
do you get it?
Oh, vocal.
Oga drrrr, gemuma.
Oga drrrr, gekarasea.
Hey, carry go, my
okay, can you stop insulting us?
Marian.
Yes.
Idioko, abariye.
Nah.
Good morning.
Good morning. Okay.
Yeah, my name is Igwe Victor.
All right, Igwe, what do you think in both instances?
Based on what I heard from when I just opened the radio, somebody, according to the storyline I heard, somebody said he has this deposit and he expects the woman to run the whole show. I think it's a very wrong signal from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
You have to really show that you are a man in the sense of at least you want to start a family. Somebody called and said, if you can't provide for your family, you are worse than an infidel. But I believe that is not what we are talking about. We are talking about the beginning. You have to show that at least to an extent you are in charge. The signal is that if the moment you start anything in a family setting, that is how it will be. If the woman would allow it to play, it means she will be the one to be in charge all the rest of their life in that family. So the man has to show the fact that he is the one who is actually doing the marriage or who is marrying the woman. He shouldn't continue to say the money is, you know, no, it's just fraud.
But don't you think that maybe that's also a signal that he doesn't really want to get married? Maybe the woman is the one who's most interested in the marriage?
Exactly. That's why I said it's a wrong signal. The lady should open her eyes and know that there is trick in that statement. If you know you are not up to the time of getting married, you show the person, you give the person all the excuse for the person to move on with her life than saying your money is trapped somewhere. No.
All right, Igwe, thank you very much.
It's also
thank
a you. Sign that the guy is just plain stingy.
No, I don't think it's stinginess.
Please don't use that word, stingy.
I don't think it's stinginess. Stingy I think
how?
He doesn't want to get married.
Stingy
because
how?
I mean, why would you tell?
Stingy is just spending a little bit. This man has not spent a dime. And he
that's
has
what she's saying, that she's literally been planning the wedding on her own. And every time the guy gives her
don't worry, fix deposit. These bank people didn't
I'll pay
want
you
to.
Back. I'll
don't
pay
worry.
You.
After the wedding, come on, love. We'll do this together.
What if she doesn't even have any money fix deposit?
He doesn't have needs.
Gamma.
He doesn't have.
Let me with message job. Who elaborate wedding app? Eh? Take pound wine, cola, and some tubers of yam to your in-laws. Invest your money wisely and save it for your marriage. All the paparazzis and pics is for the gram. Muhyiddin is your name. This one says, graciously to you, Stretch and Miriam. Eh? Okay. How will the woman say 1 million naira is not enough? Wedding is just a day. So if it were me, I will also leave the woman because she is not bringing the money. Do you know if the guy has enough? I told you, let's do a small wedding because I'm going to study abroad. So the guy did well. I'm Dan P from Igondo. Last one here before we move on. Who is marrying who? It is even addressed on the IV. Eve weds Adam. Simply means that the lady is the one marrying the man. Why then, when it comes to finance, the man will be the payer? It's our own mentality, I beg. Anyone can support this project. But I'm not saying the man should hold the woman's neck for pain. Patrick from Akutia. Patrick is making a clear point.
This is a different angle, but I see Nancy's hand up.
Nancy will say, Nancy wears Stretch, yet Stretch is pain.
Course, as he should. So,
he should.
Where is he written?
Where is he written?
As he should.
Who made that rule?
Girl, look at what he's getting.
What is he? What are you getting?
Are you not getting something? Excuse me.
Take it easy now.
Now are you not
take
getting anything?
Easy. I wanted to address the first guy, the message, the one with the pan wine and cola. You see that thing? He's just explaining is what we call in River State do smutting for our head. You see all those that smutting.
In Yoruba, they say it's wajoku.
That smutting the head. All those pan wine and cola. Not if you want to marry her, marry her well.
What do you mean marry her?
What
well?
What does marry her well mean?
Spend money.
Do what tradition demands.
What does tradition?
But that's what tradition demands. The pan wine and the cola.
That's what tradition
and a little bright price.
That part is called smutting on the head.
No.
Okay. Do you think drone is that traditional thing? Drone camera. Is it inside traditional? Should bring your yes now.
Straight, I've told you.
I'm asking
when you're coming for a knife fight, don't bring machine gun.
No, but girl, you're making these cases.
Don't mind that.
And these kinds of cases. How do you expect that Church will keep quiet?
So like I said initially, if both of you cannot afford it, reschedule.
I don't understand.
Auntie, there's no if yet.
Wait.
She doesn't have money.
Her family doesn't have money.
Yeah, so she wants to get married. Hold on.
She should go and look for the money. She's ready when she can afford what she
wants. No,
hold on. I'll go and look for money to feed people.
Be calming down. Excuse me.
I'm going to look for money to feed people.
I don't have a dime.
Okay.
I don't have a job. Yeah. I'm just a pretty girl. That's all I have.
Exactly.
That's all I'm bringing to the table.
I get it.
But I want to get married.
Yes.
And then I'm telling the person who has money to get married the
that
amount of money that
he has
bring.
Is not enough.
Like, girl, you are a joker.
She says,
the way will not marry you, eh?
She says the money is not enough. Every girl has a
so what are we supposed to do? Steal or borrow?
Borrow from where? She doesn't have. I think she should go back.
No, wait. She can't fund that. She can't fund her dream.
And yeah, so that's the point I'm trying to make. She can't fund her dream, so she shouldn't be getting married in the first place.
Wow.
Yeah, because you can't fund your dream wedding. Why do you want to put that expenses on somebody else?
So get married at the other person's what the person can afford.
Let's do this now. We can later have a blessing that's
get married on your
you know
terms.
Big.
Yes, you don't have terms because you have their money.
I will get my terms,
my dear. You don't have the bargaining.
When
chip.
I get my terms, I'll get married.
Let's go back to the phone lines. Let's go back to the phone lines. We have just 3 minutes on the clock. Let's take a woman's perspective. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Legos?
What's up?
Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm Faith Caller.
First time caller!
First time caller! All right, darling. What's your name?
I'm Njideka from Ikolodu.
Njideka, please turn off your radio.
Okay.
All right, go ahead, Njideka.
To my own understanding, I believe that marriage is for both.
Thank
you.
You
will not leave it for the man or for the woman. Since two of you agree that you, well, both of you get married. So, if you have, you can assist. But in a situation that you just leave it only for the man because he's the one that came to marry you, unless if you don't have, but once you have, when you assist, it's not an evil and it's not an offense to assist. And being a lady that a man came to marry and they are there suggesting having a big dream when you don't even, when you have not even started sleeping. So I wonder what could that be? That means you don't even have vision in your life.
Yes, visionless.
Visionless. Thank you, Njideka. baby girl.
Hello.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Good morning.
Good morning. Enzo Uzo.
How are you?
Hey. Okay.
Where have you been?
London to see the Queen until
wow,
she passed.
Wow.
It's been a while.
Yeah.
I was surprised to hear your voice on Nigeria Info.
Aww.
I used to watch on TV.
Oh, thank you.
Wow. Mm-hmm. I wish you the best.
Thank you.
Good morning, sir.
We're here, sir.
My name is not sir. My name is Enzo.
Good morning, Enzo. We are here.
We're here too, sir.
Fantastic. Oh, good
yes,
morning.
Yes, my name is Stretch. I'm the man looking after her. My name is Stretch, and she's fancy Nancy.
She's such a beautiful soul.
I've seen her.
Yeah.
Yes.
Nigerian women, in reference to this particular lady who wants to get married, and if she wants to dictate the pace with zero bank account.
Yes.
I keep telling people, as a human being, if the only thing you're bringing to the table is sexual intercourse and no financial intercourse, stay away from marriage and relationship.
Bam.
Thank you.
For you.
Be the man or the woman.
Yes.
If the only thing you are bringing to the table is sexual intercourse, you don't have financial intercourse. I beg you,
stay away.
Like plague.
Or face your
problem.
And a woman will be dictating to a man how to spend his own money. If I'm the man, shows I will run, and never look back.
Oh, all right. God thank you very much, Enzo.
This is the thing I've been telling you since.
That's not what you have said, dude.
That's what I've been.
No. You said she.
I said you. If you don't bring anything to the table,
I think that social media. Nancy. I think that perversiveness in society has twisted the idea of marriage or relationships and who should pay the bills.
I agree with her. What did you say?
I think it's a cultural thing.
I don't think it's cultural. It is not cultural.
We have taken things. It's not.
We have mumbled
can
up
I explain
every
why I think it's a cultural thing.
We don't have time for you to
we've
explain it.
We've destroyed
anything.
The idea
because
of marriage.
Let her talk.
It's not the same thing in the other parts of the world.
Who told you?
Who told you that?
Women have become so materialistic.
Yes, go to Oran.
Same thing for the men, too.
Yes.
Even the men, they now
the men
have a terrible worldview about relationships.
If there's no drone, I'm not getting married, dude. There must be drone camera.
Stretch, what's with you and the
I'm
drone? What do you have against the drone?
In fact, you can't even date a guy that's even struggling.
Yeah.
You can't.
You're broke and you're telling me not to know that 1 million is not enough.
What do you have?
If your parents had 1 million, will you be where you are?
Anyway, I don't want to take it personal. We'll be back after this break.
Yes, don't mind them.
And we are set. Is what's up, Lagos?
11:48 on the clock. Weekend starts now. We're gonna be going. Mayor, what do you learn to do?
Wow.
All right, so it's 11:48 and in a few minutes we'll be saying bye-bye. How are you planning to spend this weekend with your bestie?
In my bed. With the rumors, binge watching all of the my favorite series.
That's boring.
That's boring for you, baby.
That's
not boring for me.
It's not boring.
See, me and my bed, we have a personal relationship.
I will never do what you are going to do this week. I'm going to be on the couch. It's better than the bed, actually.
Wait, remote.
Yeah, mirror, yeah.
Okay.
So 11:49. All right. Yeah. So if you have, we got a few calls we can take before we move on.
Yes. Final. Thank you for staying with us.
Couch is there now.
Hello. Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Where are you driving to? Eh? Are you there? Where are you driving to?
Lagos.
Around Lagos.
Around Lagos.
Okay. Yes. Have you picked up somebody?
No, I'm not picking up.
Okay, don't pick up females like that.
1759.
Okay. You're making sense.
It's 1759. I'm picking up. Yes.
You're doing well. What's your name, sir?
My name is Steven.
Okay, I didn't hear. Somebody must have heard your name anyway.
My name is.
Hey, the network is not that good. Yeah. Well, thanks for calling us. We love you all the same. All right, Susan.
Yeah, last caller. Hello.
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 What's up, Lagos?
If
you say I cut you off again, I'll cut you off.
All right, we have some messages. Let's read those messages and then we'll wrap things up.
All right, this one says, yes, good morning, Stretch and Marianne, and also Fancy Nancy. Why is it that anytime it comes to spending, the ladies don't like to spend their money? They will always leave it for the men. And when it comes to rights, they will say everything should be equality, you understand? And the guy did very well to travel abroad because wedding is just for only one day. Everybody just comes to eat and they leave you with your problems. They will never come to help you when you are married. So the guy did well to leave the girl and travel. That is good because a woman cannot dictate for the man when she's not contributing anything. Thank you so much. I'm Big Dan from Igondo.
Who said we're doing dictation here?
I'm reading it.
Who said that during the
and
yes.
Women usually sleep for rainy days, like you
no,
know.
No, but I mean, either way, whether it's the case of the lady who's saying 1 million is not enough, is it your 1 million?
Yes.
Can you produce 1 million?
Can your parents?
Have you ever had 1 million?
Can your mama and your papa
don't even have it?
Have 1 million. And you're telling me that my 1 million is not enough for you.
All the best.
God is patriarchy from Lagos. That's your name. Mm-hmm. Men are the cause of women's entitlement mentality.
It's true.
Let me finish it.
It's true.
I'm breaking my shoulder.
Men
should stop taking nonsense from women. Mm. Period. I wish men wake up.
Let me tell you.
Yes.
A guy tweeted last weekend that who has sent my girlfriend 500,000 to buy Bolle? You people have started again. What was all this?
500,000.
You're the problem.
To buy Bolle.
Exactly. What was all this? Which Bolle is it? Is it Bolle made it? Are they frying the Bolle inside there?
Is it Italy? Is there gold?
Like they're always crediting girls 500,000. I just credited you 500,000.
Maybe let's
anyway, go. We gotta go. We need our couch and our bed. You know, you get
and
to
the couch.
Mm-hmm,
you get and to your mimote.
All right, mirote.
We gotta go, Lagos. We love you. We thank you for always being here with us. Don't forget to follow Nigeria Info on all of its socials. Nigeria Info on Twitter, Instagram, and of course on YouTube. Like, subscribe, and enjoy the rest of our programs. I'm Mary Anna Cohn. Follow me on Twitter, Instagram, MIMIEYO, or search for Mary Anna Dikokon everywhere.
All right, my name is Stretch Original on Instagram, Stretch Cool on Twitter, and Fancy Nancy.
Hello, Lagos.
Bye-bye.